Hello, everyone. I am just here at work. I mean, where the hell else would I be if I'm not podcasting? I'm at work. I just want to talk about the Sony breach for a little bit because it is the item of the century, pretty much, as far as video games goes. I think it is because. I work in the IT field, first of all, and I've personally seen what happens in the background when shit goes down, basically, and when the entire network gets an intrusion. And now, I've never been in one where people stole info. Like, I'm talking just getting past the firewalls here and getting into the email system. That's the worst that I've seen. I've never seen any identity theft or anything like that. But if just a basic ECF firewall intrusion causes a big frenzy and takes a few days to fix, I can only imagine what the PSN one has done. For one thing, is first and foremost, how the I better stay on point here because I don't have that much time. So Sony gets hacked, and the instances that I have been, it's taken 3 days to fix, like from scratch. Now, the reason there is the and I personally think that PSN is not going to be up until middle of May, because when stuff like this happens, basically somebody has to file a root cause analysis report or an RCA report. That means somebody has to explain what the fuck happened, how, and what they will do in the future to prevent it from happening. This is a big report that you have to write. And for a 3-day issue, the report's already 10 pages. Not 10 pages. I would say maybe three, four pages explaining everything. And I can't imagine what kind of RCA report has to be written for this issue. And until that RCA comes out, services will not be back up. Because, first of all, when you penetrate a firewall and you get into a system and you start getting access to all of Sony's databases, and of which I'm very sure were password protected, and you got to crack those passwords. I mean, you can steal a database, but you still got to crack the database password, and you still have to emulate it, depending on what that database ran on. If it was a SQL database or SQL, or and I'm very sure it was a SQL database. I don't think they were using the Microsoft VB databases. I highly doubt it. If they did, then they're really stupid, because SQL offers you far more security options. So anyways, and when you have an intrusion like that when you get into the database systems, you have to not only take the databases out, but you have to decrypt the information that's inside of them. Now, the other thing that people do when they intrude places like this, especially when it involves identity theft, if that's what they're specifically targeting, I'm not sure if the hacker group actually was targeting the information so they can resell it for profit, or if they were doing it because they wanted to fuck Sony over, or both. That's the motivate. I am going to call myself a self-proclaimed expert on this subject matter. You know how CNN and all those places, any news, they have their expert at the situation. That's what I am right now. And the other thing is when you do an intrusion like that, is the hackers can leave a remote bug inside whatever. I don't know what system that Sony was running, I have no idea. But you can leave something there to basically remotely access the information after the fact. Basically, this bug opens up a port, which you can then send information, albeit slowly, to a remote machine, of the hackers, and get any future information out there, any future updates. So what Sony has to do is they have to find that and get rid of it. And I'm very sure that they left one in there just to, either way, they have to comb through their system now to try and find it. And when they find it, well, then they have to find out how long it's been there. you know, was it in there for longer than the attack? Was it put in there before the attack? You know, and then basically, in order to get rid of it, if they can't find it, then they have to restore the data of those databases from tape, basically from tape backups. And if that's the case, depending how fast their fiber optic network is, and I mean, I work for a pharmaceutical company. I know how long it takes for their systems, and pharmaceutical companies have unlimited amounts of money. An entire database restore like that can take up to 2 weeks if you're restoring from tape. And I highly doubt they did it from Flash Archive. Flash Archive is like taking a zip file and basically putting it on a hard drive, on a remote hard drive, or on a SAN array or something like that. Anyhow, either which way, Sony has one hell of a clusterfuck on their hands, and their network is not going to be brought back up until that, you know, until they made sure that all holes are plugged and that there's no remote bugs implanted in their system, which I'm very sure they did, or if they didn't, they put a dummy one in there to, you know, confuse them. Either which way, this is taking a long time. Now, how could this have been prevented? Very simple. The security team, when it comes to this kind of stuff, they're usually called SecOps, security operations. And Sony outsourced the security operations. Now, when I heard that yesterday, when I read that, they have their own quote-unquote third party who's looking into it and repairing the problem. Okay, hold on a second. You are running servers with sensitive information on them, and you've outsourced the security on them? I'd like to drop an R-bomb right now, but I won't. But why in heaven's name would you do that? No company should ever outsource their SecOps. Never. No company should ever, ever outsource the SecOps of their company, because you are putting data at risk. You know what I mean? But then again, the main reason why people like to outsource these days isn't because it's cheaper. It's because that's one less person whose finger they can blame within the company. So Sony can blame this other company, the security company that was responsible for it, and sue them, basically. Or they terminate the contract, one or the other. And the security company will have to pay them back. Now, these outsourcing SecOps is really stupid. Mainly because your security of your website, of your business, of your network is a big deal. And I don't care what the Sony terms and conditions say, that they're not responsible for anything. They are responsible for your identity getting, stolen, basically. They will be responsible for that. And there's already a class action lawsuit filed in Alabama. I can't wait to what happens when one gets filed in Japan, another one gets filed in Europe, and another one gets filed in Canada. This is going to be disastrous. Like, on the other hand, H-Bomb tells me that he thinks that this is the end of Sony. He thinks this is the end of Sony, it's the end of the PlayStation 4, it's the end of Sony. Like, totally the end of Sony. That is not true. Here in Canada, we had a company called, was it Maple Leaf or Maple Lodge Foods? I think it was a Maple Lodge. And about 2 years ago, they had some tainted meat with listeriosis bacteria. And they killed a whole bunch of people. Guess what? Maple Lodge Foods is still alive and operating. And I can't believe that. After a company kills 24 people with their food, they're still in business. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if that company that is significantly smaller than Sony because it only operates in Canada, I mean, can you imagine Sony's going to get away with this? Of course they're going to get away with it. The problem is though, it's the perfect legal storm. From a legal perspective, Sony is going to have to pony up. And if they don't pony up, they must have one hell of a crack team of lawyers that's basically going to say, well, you should have known that your information would get hacked. That is what they'll have to say as a defense. And I'm not a copyright lawyer or any lawyer having to do with, you know, e-lawyer, I guess you can say. But I don't know. I'm waiting for the legal storm to come over. It's pretty obvious that PSN Plus members are going to get the most compensation of anyone because they're paying customers. Everyone else, hey, you use PSN for free. But the thing is, though, people are not going to be suing because PSN is down. It's because PSN was breached and your private information was exposed, something that they are responsible for. A lot of people on YouTube and on Game Informer and all these other websites and the comments are basically saying, well, Sony's terms and conditions say they're not responsible for anything. This isn't about people suing about the service being down. This is about people suing because their fucking phone number, their address, their credit card numbers are all exposed. You know what I mean? And people need to understand that. Like, I'm going to have to call Visa tomorrow and basically get a new card because of this fuck-up. Because of this royal fuck-up. I have to get a new credit card now because of that. That's bullshit. That is really, really bullshit. Good thing my email password is much different than the one that I used on PSN, thank God. But I already got one spam email today from phishing schemes. I don't know if that's just a normal one or whatnot, but either way, Sony's up... Is going to be up in their ears for it, and is it going to put them out of business? No. Is it going to cost them? Yes. How much is it going to cost them? Not enough for them to cease operating. So, we'll see what happens. I'd like to see how Sony intends on compensating their users. They'll probably give everyone up, you know, here's a free month of PSN Plus. That's what they're going to do. Mark my words, they're not going to do shit. Anyways, next week I'd like to have a show with H-Bomb, myself, Philip, and it looks like Ben from that Gamer Hub's going to join us. And we're going to discuss this on a round table. I just want to talk about the Sony security breach for 40 minutes because it is just that interesting to me. Because I work in the field, and it was the first thing I thought when they said they got hacked, you know. And I mean, they didn't see this coming. They've been getting attacked by Anonymous, you know, for the last month. And you didn't see this coming, you know. You didn't say, hey man, we're risking far more security. Let's shut down PSN for one day and add extra firewalls, you know. Not just redundant firewalls. I'm talking firewalls layered on top of firewalls layered on top of firewalls. But they didn't want to do that because they couldn't come up with that kind of solution that quickly. Those kind of security solutions take anywhere from a month to, what, I would say a month or 3 months to, you know, come up with because it requires approvals. Those kind of changes require approvals, especially when you're taking down the network. And when hardware gets involved, like a network firewall of that magnitude, those things cost about $80,000 to $250,000. And I'm guessing they're going to go with the 250 ones. And again, I don't know if their firewalls are outsourced too. That they could be outsourced to a vendor. Like, who does firewalls? I can't name any companies off the top of my head, but they're companies you've never heard of. And they basically have outsourced firewalls. They're responsible for them being up. They're responsible for them being replaced, etc., etc., etc. Again, one less person that Sony can, you know, blame for that. But that's what happens when you outsource. And I am not at all shocked by any of this because that's what happens. When I first heard that their SecOps is outsourced, no. You never outsource your SecOps. That is the stupidest thing you can do. You keep that onshore, whether you keep it in Japan or you keep it in Europe or you keep it in North America. And you should have one team for each region. I mean, SecOps technicians are some of the highest paid techs I've ever seen in my life. I mean, these people, a SecOps senior technician can make anywhere between 60 and 80 grand American per year. And that's entry level. If you're a senior analyst, With a lot of experience, you can make a lot of money in SecOps. And I wish I could get into it, but it's a very, very, very complicated topic. And when you take that, you have to get a degree for it, essentially. There's no way you can just bog around it unless you're a hacker yourself. And those are the people who are into SecOps. That's why famous hackers who never resisted to their charges and stuff like that, why you don't hear about them anymore? Because they're working for them. They're doing SecOps. Anyways, I don't want to give away all my material for the show next week, but I'm definitely looking forward to that roundtable. And I would very much like to have it. And I'd like to talk about it. And I would like to see what everyone thinks about it. Because H-Bomb, Philip, and I, all three of us use our credit cards on PlayStation Network. Philip uses it for his PSP. H-Bomb uses it to get his PSN Plus, and I use it to buy games. So the three of us are greatly affected by this. I don't know if Ben has a PS3 or not, but if he does, and if he's bought anything, I mean, you're affected. These are sales records. But whatever. I'm going to let you guys go now. I'm 16 minutes in here, and I got to go back to my seat in 7 minutes, so... looking forward to talking to you guys later. And toodles.